with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration has won a major legal victory at the Supreme Court. Justices ruling individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions against the president's policies. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says even Republicans are hoping to pass their version of that big, beautiful bill over the weekend. At the same time, he's been keeping in close contact with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know, we want to make sure that we're all rowing in the same direction and that we produce a bill in the Senate that hopefully the House can take up and pass and put on the president's desk.
The president hoping for the same thing, so he's remaining in Washington this weekend.
As congressional Republicans race to finalize the president's tax and spending cut bill, the president is staying at the White House this weekend to help get it across the finish line.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Over the past week, GOP senators have been working through a list of difficult issues, including Medicaid health care cuts.
That is Greg Klugs reporting. Life starting to get back to normal in Israel. Yael Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network about what she saw at the site where one of those Iranian missiles got through.
Six apartment buildings that were basically destroyed from one ballistic missile. And for over 2 miles, every single window was shattered. And I was there bringing food to the elderly and providing help for the heroic first responders.
Former Senator Jim Talent says it's a very different world today in Iran now that the country's dreams of regional, even global dominance have been shattered.
All of their pretensions and all of their ambitions have now been exploded. They're not going to dominate the region. They're not going to impose their version of Sharia law on their neighbors. They're not going to usher in a new wave of radical Shia Islam around the world. It ain't happening.
This is SRN News. New York City Pride is running out of cash.
The organization that runs the Big Apple's notorious gay pride parade says it's short about $750,000 for the June 29th event because sponsors have pulled out. About 25% of NYC Pride's corporate benefactors have quit, including Pepsi, Nissan, and Target. It's all part of the sudden death of woke capitalism, which has seen big firms pull their support for the LGBT agenda amidst a surge of complaints from consumers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic Party has built up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats who already control the legislature are hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and homosexual marriage. Virginia is one of two states, along with New Jersey, that hosts statewide elections in the off year. Some expect the results to be a foreshadowing of the 2026 midterm. This is SRN News. A meteor was seen on Thursday by hundreds of people.
More than 200 people across a half a dozen southern states have reported witnessing a fireball streak across the sky, and NASA has determined that it was a meteor. The sightings Thursday prompted wonder and amazement from many of the people who saw it. As of Friday afternoon, 215 reports from a half dozen southern states had poured into the American Meteor Society. Most sightings of the streak of light and fireball came from Georgia and South Carolina around 12:30 p.m. Thursday. Keith Peters, Washington.
Shaking off fears of a disruption in the global oil supply, the financial markets ended the week on Friday on a positive note. Stock prices surged to an all-time high, another milestone in the market's remarkable recovery from a springtime plunge. It was brought on by fears that the administration's tariff policies could disrupt the global economy. More details at SRNnews.com.